Well, this morning our reading from the Gospel comes out of the Gospel of John in chapter 14. We'll start back actually at verse 18. I feel that actually covers this reading a bit more. And we'll go on down through verse 29. So I invite you to hear these words starting at verse 18 of chapter 14 of John. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to them, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Excuse me. When I think about Memorial Day weekend, I think of a lot of the traditions that go into this weekend. With Memorial Day being Monday, Memorial Day really carries over into this whole weekend, creating this three-day weekend. And we think about traditions. Traditions might be more, at your family level of perhaps gathering together, having a cookout, perhaps, just spending time at the lake or at home playing games. And those are some of the memories I have of Memorial Day. And one memory in particular is my grandmother watching the Indy 500. She loved watching that motor race. So that meant that the minute we got home from church and they can't come over on Sunday, that TV was on, tuned to watch that race. And we always were able to catch a little bit of the beginning there. And it was always, really an interesting thing to watch. If you've not watched Indy 500 on TV or have maybe not been there yourself, but they start, it's like a lot of sporting events. You start, with the national anthem. And because it's Memorial Day weekend, they'd have a great and an amazing presentation of the colors, honoring servicemen and women, and remembering those who had given their lives in service to our country. And really, this whole weekend, when I think about it, it really is about remembering those who have given themselves, who have given themselves in service, who have offered themselves and given their lives. And that's a powerful thing to remember, to recall, to recognize. It's something that we should not, take light of or diminish, but rather to consider closely. Another thing with this weekend that I remember is also recalling and remembering those who may not have been in the military, but were close to us. It's a weekend where we could go out to the cemetery, put flowers out, a wreath, remember them and their impact on our lives and the legacy that they left behind for us. So there's a lot that happens this weekend, a lot that takes place. And when I think about our gospel story, the life of Christ, one who gave of himself for us so that we would have life, that we could be free of the brokenness of this world and have life everlasting with our God. When I consider the words that we have in our reading today, it causes me to think about what I am leaving behind. What legacy am I leaving? What will people remember me by? And I say this not because or offer this question so much as one out of vanity or anything like this, but more out of examination of how am I living out my faith? How am I being grounded in the life of Christ? Those words that come excuse me, if you come to hear about verse 23, you know, when Jesus is offering this answer, you know, to Judas there, you know, Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me." These are pretty strong words, a pretty strong teaching, you know, coming from Christ about the keeping, you know, of that love, of keeping the teachings of Christ, of being grounded in Christ. It's strong. And Christ is being very, you know, clear here, you know, of, you know, if you keep my, you know, my love, you know, love for me and love the Father, you know, we will, you know, care for you, remember you, and making a very stark contrast with those who do not. And that could be jarring when we look at this here, jarring in his teaching. But Jesus does this throughout the Gospel of John. John records this side of Christ, you know, where Christ would give, you know, a teaching, but also kind of give the opposite of that to help, you know, teach and to bring that point home. But when I think about how we're called to live as a people of faith, I believe these words are critical for us. Critical that when we live with those around us, how we are sharing that love of Christ, how we are grounded in the love of Christ, how Christ is central in our lives. Part of when I'm thinking about legacy, I will admit I've spent, you know, the last week with family members and with my nieces and my nephews. And as I am moving, you know, on through life, I think about legacy a bit more and what I'm leaving behind. What will my nieces and nephews remember me by? And it always is a fine line there, as I mentioned before, between that of, you know, being a vanity perhaps or self-preservation, but also one, you know, more important of what am I teaching? What am I sharing? How am I living? What are they seeing that's important to me? If you think about when you're considering that question, it really opens up, where do we have our priorities? Where do we have our values? You know, what are we living out in our lives? And it could be a big thing to ponder, but it is important. What we leave behind for those who follow after us matters. How we live out our faith matters. How people see that faith matters. How people see that we are grounded in Christ matters. Not for a salvation sign. Our salvation is taken care of through Christ. You know, Christ made that sacrifice. You know, that is taken care of, you know, through the grace of God, through, you know, that the grace that's given to us without price and so freely. You know, it is taken care of. Our salvation is taken care of. But it matters how we respond to that, how we live out that sacrifice, how we live out that gift, how we live out that grace. For as we're gathered here, you know, thinking about this weekend, thinking about those who have given of themselves, who have made that sacrifice, they leave a legacy for us that, you know, goes beyond what we can comprehend in some ways. For the freedom and the life that we have now. But I believe that when we consider our legacy in Christ, we can be reminded of a hope and a life and a love that also goes beyond what we can imagine. A love and a hope that it can impact those who follow us, those who come after us, those who will experience that same hope and grace. Now and forevermore. But brothers and sisters, I believe we are called to consider our walk with Christ, how we live it out. But if we're thinking about how we're living it out and we're feeling a bit overwhelmed, I believe it's important that we hold on to this kind of second teaching that Christ is giving here. It comes in verse 25, or starts in verse 25. "I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Because the other part, when we consider our legacy and how we're interacting with those who are with us now and what we're leaving behind and what we are sharing with those who are important to us and even in our daily walk, it can become overwhelming. It can really become something we may not even want to consider at all. But this is the wonder and the amazing gift that we have by being followers of Christ. One of the things is the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit came to be with us, to guide us in our walk, to guide us in our lives, to remind us of the teachings and the love of Christ, so that when we do feel overwhelmed or asking, or questioning or doubting ourselves if we're living as Christ would like us to live, or if we're sharing and teaching, those around us the right thing, we have to remind ourselves we don't do this alone. For the Holy Spirit is with us. Our God is with us. And our Christ is with us. So we don't go through all of this alone. I believe that is comforting. It's also empowering at the same time. For we live our lives with the Holy Spirit, who guides us and shapes us and calls us to be grounded into that love and that grace of God through Christ. So brothers and sisters, enjoy this weekend. Enjoy this time with family. Take time to remember those who have given of themselves, who have shared, their lives, who have made the ultimate sacrifice, but also reflect on how we're living our faith in Christ. What are we leaving behind? What will others remember us by? May we be reminded and grounded in that love and that grace that comes from our God. May that grace flow through us so others will know God and experience the life everlasting from Christ. Amen.